Lord, prepare me, amen, to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, amen.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Lord, prepare me, Lord, prepare, oh, to be a sanctuary.
Prepared, O Lord, to be your sanctuary, O Heavenly Father, that why take away anything that will hinder us to enter into your presence, O Lord. Forgive our trespasses, Heavenly Father, and look, O God, to the sincerity of our heart, and come in our midst and fellowship with us. Bless the old service upstairs, the children's Sunday school, the youth Sunday school, downstairs here, your servant preparing for the main service, the song leaders, the Sunday school teachers, everybody, oh Lord. We commit our pastors also into your hands, oh Lord. Where he may be on a plane traveling this time, oh Lord, may your hand be upon him and bring him back safely, oh Lord. Take now us and bring us into the heavenly places in your name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's remain standing as we are reading Genesis chapter 4 from verse 3 to verse 5. Genesis 4, 3 to 5. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of his firstling of his flock of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering he had no respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. Amen. You may be seated. We are still on the church teaching, and especially on the revelation of Jesus Christ. Just a few more thoughts on this, and then we'll move forward to other topics of the same subject. So we see here that there was two worshippers that came to, they wanted to give an offering to God, to make a service to God. They came two worshippers. They wanted to build churches. If we put it in a certain way, it was two churches being built. Cain came to build a church, Abel came to build also a church. But as we read last time, as the prophet puts it, let's read it again. Each age has, he has allotted, for each age he has allotted part of the world, which has been prophesied would happen in a certain day. Well, as that age comes along, God just moves in another form. See, it's God all the time. The Word made flesh and dwelt amongst us. For each age, God has an allotted portion of the Word that he wants to make magnified. He wants to make alive for that day. And the people of that day has to believe God according to the way, according to the fashion, the way he's revealing himself to that day. So believing God and coming in a different manner than the way he is revealing himself, you are completely out of the will of God. We see these two worshipers, Cain and Abel, they came to build churches, and they laid each one on his side, they laid a foundation, and they started building their church on everyone according to the foundation he built. Abel on his side, he brought a lamb. He killed the lamb, he put it on his altar, and he offered. He built a foundation, and upon that foundation, he started building his church. Amen. Cain, on the other side, he came also. He laid the foundation. His foundation was made up out of fruits, cereals, veggies, and everything. He laid that foundation and built a church. But remember, Jesus said, "Thou art Peter, and upon that rock I will build my church." Amen. And that rock, we know it was the revelation of Jesus Christ. So for these two worshipers to be agreed, to be accepted before the Lord, they had to build their churches upon the rock which is the revelation of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, the Bible says in Hebrew that Abel, by faith, offered a better sacrifice than Cain. By faith, Abel knew, got the revelation that for the day I'm living in, for me to make a service to God, an acceptable offering to God, it must be a shed blood of a lamb. Amen. That was the revelation of Jesus Christ for the day they were living in. And building on a different revelation couldn't be accepted by God. We see it with Cain. Cain brought, he came with all his sincerity because he was a soil tiller, as the Bible says. He was a farmer. He was a field tiller. So he brought everything that his field produced, which was sincere, because he had nothing else to bring. It was the fruit of his labor. He brought some cereals, maybe some, I don't know, Weetabix, and all these stuffs from his field. Fruits, apples, everything, broccolis, because maybe he chose the best of his field, of his labor. I don't believe it's the way they show us in movies where he took some, you know, very bad portions of his. No, I believe he was sincere because he came to worship. If he didn't want to do, nobody forced him to do it. He took something that to his eyes it was perfect to offer to God. He came and put it there. But remember, it was not according to the revelation of God to that day. Amen. Because what he did, if you go through the Bible, I will show you that there came a time where God was pleased with those offerings. Let's read it. Let's read Judges 6. It was Gideon. Amen. It was Gideon when God came to reveal himself to him. Judges 6:17. And he said unto him, if now I have found grace in thy sight. I may be confusing. It may be Gideon's father or Gideon himself. But it was God appearing to him. And he said unto him, if now I have found grace in thy sight, then show me a sign that thou talkest with me. Depart not hence, I pray thee, until I come unto thee and bring forth my present and set it before thee. And he said, I will tarry until you come again. And Gideon, yes, it was Gideon. And Gideon went in and made ready a kid, which was a lamb, amen, and unleavened cakes, amen, which was the fruit of the field, flour, isn't it? And unleavened cakes of an ephah of flour. The flesh he put in a basket, and he put both the broth in a pot, and brought it unto him under the oak, and he presented it. And the angel of God said unto him, take the flesh and the unleavened cake, and lay them upon this rock, and pour out the broth, and he did so. Then the angel of the Lord put forth the end of the staff that was in his hand, and touched the flesh and the unleavened cakes, and there rose up fire out of the rock, and consumed the flesh and the unleavened cakes. Then the angel of the Lord departed out of his sight. Amen. We see Gideon here offering flour as the fruit of the field. Amen. But it was not for Cain, it was not the good time to offer it. The time was not come yet. In other words, it was a revelation for another day. Amen. For the day of his living, offering a ephah of flour to God was not the revelation of the day. Though in future, when the time came, it was good. God was pleased with the fruits of the field, but it was not the revelation for the day. And Cain was wrong, building his church, starting with a revelation of another day. Amen. We'll see another example that what Cain did was not bad. Today you're going to ask people, but you say we have to believe this and that, but we believe the Bible. What we believe is written in the Bible. That's fine. What Cain did is written in the Bible too, but it was not the revelation of the day. You need to be very careful on that. In 1 Samuel 1:24, it's Hannah offering, bringing Samuel into the presence of the Lord. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her, with 3 bullocks and 1 ephah of flour and a bottle of wine, and brought him unto the house of the Lord in Shiloh, and the child was young. Amen. We see here Hannah bringing an offering of an ephah of flour and wine, wine which is the product of grapes, which is the fruit of the land. Amen. Hannah offering it here, it was acceptable by the Lord because it was according to the revelation of the day. It was in season. It was not off season the way Cain did it in the garden. God agreed, accepted the sacrifice. And if you go further to see what Cain offered, actually, you will find out that Cain had the revelation. Amen. He had his own revelation, but it was not the revelation of the day. Because when Moses came to establish the law, to establish the way people could approach God to make offerings for sin, for reconciliation, you'll find out that what Cain did in the Garden of Eden, let's read it. It's Numbers 5:11, I think. Can you give me Numbers 5:11? Yes. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, If any man's wife go aside and commit a trespass against him, and a man lie with her carnally, and it be hid from the eyes of her husband, and be kept close, and she be defiled, and there be no witness against her, neither she be taken with the manner, and the spirit of jealousy come upon him, and he be jealous of his wife, and she be defiled, or if the spirit of jealousy come upon him, and he be jealous of his wife, and she be not defiled, then shall the man bring his wife unto the priest, and he shall bring her offering for her, the tenth part of an ephah of barley meal. He shall pour no oil upon it, nor put frankincense thereon, for it is an offering of jealousy, an offering of memorial, a memorial bringing inquiry, iniquity to remembrance. Amen. We see when Moses was establishing now the laws, what Cain did actually, it was an offering of jealousy. Amen. He had his own revelation because that was the seed inside him. Being a child of the devil, the seed inside of him, while they were coming to build a church, while they were starting to build church, the revelation upon which everyone built their church was based on the revelation of what seed was in them. Him being a son of jealousy, he brought things that later on when Moses, by revelation from God, came now to establish the way things must be done, the things that Cain brought to offer to God, it was actually things that were given as offering if a man was jealous of another human being. Amen. So his church, the foundation upon which he has based his church was jealousy. God couldn't agree with that. That's the real reason behind the seed inside Cain, looking at his brother, he was jealous of his brother. He didn't only start when they built the altars. He was jealous. He didn't love his brother to begin with. And he came to church. He came before God just to express what was inside him. And it was shown even in the offering he brought to give to God. And a church that is built upon such a thing, God cannot be and call it his own church. But Abel, by divine revelation, he knew that the thing that brought us down from the position of glory, from the position of prince with God, it was the blood. Without reading somewhere, as the prophet says, notice of a vindication. Cain worshipped. Cain built him a church, an altar. Cain worshipped at the altar. He made a sacrifice. He was just as religious as Abel was. Amen. Don't believe that Cain just came to play a drama. Cain came to worship as sincere as Abel came. But Cain brought works, fruits of the field, and laid them on the altar. Now, surely Cain thought that's what brought us out of the Garden of Eden. Fruits, something that I have to toil and bring back. And now he did it by a natural view, knowing that the tree was a forbidden fruit. So he brought fruit back and laid it on the altar. But Abel, by spiritual revelation, revealed to him by God through his faith, that it was not fruit. It was a blood that caused it. So by spiritual revelation, at the first church building that was ever made, the first altar directed was by spiritual revelation. Amen. So that's why we insist on the importance of the revelation, the spiritual revelation of Jesus Christ. Because if you don't know Jesus Christ by revelation, you will come and build your altar, based on the feelings of your heart, based on what you are hiding in your heart. Like Cain, he came with a revelation of a different day. You can come and say, I believe in Jesus Christ. But if for you, Jesus Christ is that baby lying in the creche, you know, if it's that baby laying in the manger, because for many, Jesus is still that baby in a manger that they celebrate once a year in December. And they will say, we believe in Jesus Christ. If for you, Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus Christ, is still that chemical substance that fell upon the rocks on Calvary, my brother, we can go. I don't know, even if by miracle we find the stone on which the blood fell and we discover the cells of blood and you take that stone and eat and swallow it, you still go to hell. Amen. Why? Because Jesus Christ is not that physical substance that fell upon the earth. But Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus Christ, is the revelation of his word for your day. Amen. It's the revelation of the word for the day you are living in. And if really you catch the revelation of who he is in your day, that's believing Jesus Christ. That's why the prophet says, the Pharisees were sons of God. Before Jesus came on earth, the Pharisees were children of God. Let me read it for you. I'm not making it up. Amen. The prophet says, are you a part of his resurrection or are you a worshiper of a bunch of creeds? Are you a churchgoer? Do you have your name on there and dead in sin and trespasses? He that believe not the full word of God is a sinner. Amen. He that believes not the full word of God is a sinner. Those Pharisees believed in many things to be the truth. They said, we are God's children, and they were, until that word was preached. Amen. Until Jesus Christ, the word was made manifested before them, they were children of God. Those who died before Jesus came, they went to heaven. Are you with me? The same Pharisees that died before Jesus came, they went to heaven. They were children of God because they were doing what God prescribed in the law. But until that word was made manifest, the prophet says, but when that word was preached and vindicated, then they became sinners. Amen. The same faith they had before. But when that faith, that word was vindicated, made flesh before them, they refused to accept it, they became sinners. Amen. So now you come back, check yourself. Check your faith. It was good you were born as a Seventh-day Adventist. It's good. You were born in a Catholic family. It's good. You were born, I don't know, as a Jehovah's Witness. It's good. The Pharisees were born Pharisees. Amen. They were taught from their childhood as Pharisees. And it was good until that word was made manifest. The same word that they believed, that they were reading in synagogues, that they were telling them, a child, a virgin will conceive. She'll give birth to a child. And that child will be called the mighty God. And they believed, they worshipped according to that word. And those that died before the birth of Jesus Christ, believing that, they were saved. But that same word, when Jesus came now, he told them, that's what you are reading in Isaiah 9. It's me walking on the earth now. Those who believed it, the same faith that they had before, they saw it manifested in flesh now, they upgraded their faith. Amen. Your faith needs to be upgraded. Amen. Or updated. Faith is not something you can come today as a believer in the time of Noah, and say, okay, since I was a believer in that time, Noah built an ark, I entered an ark, and today I'm going to build another ark and enter the ark. You'll perish. You need to update your faith. What worked in the days of Moses, what worked in the days of Noah, it doesn't work today anymore. God has moved to another realm, to another dimension. And you have to update your faith. And the Pharisees failed to update their faith. They failed to see the revelation of what they believed written in the books, walking the streets of their town. And they perished because of that. Amen. So that's why the revelation of Jesus Christ is something very, very crucial for you to understand. It's something very crucial for us to have. Just go back to yourself. It's good to be born as an Adventist. It's good to be born a Catholic. It was good. It helped you. It helped you acquire a certain base upon which to build your life. It gave you some basic principles of life, the fear of God, everything, but it's not enough. The Pharisees were pure, clean people, but that was not enough. They had to update their faith according to what God was doing in their day. The revelation, a revelation of another day will not work. We saw it with Cain. He came with a revelation of another day. We insist on that. You may say, okay, I'm fine. I believe the word. I don't commit sin. I don't do this and that. It's fine. The Pharisees did the same. But they had the revelation of another day. Cain was sincere. He came and worked hard. He labored hard and brought the fruit of his field. It was good, nice, and good looking. But it was for another day. The people that brought the same fruit that Cain brought, when it was the day of fruit offering, they were accepted before the Lord. So just be careful on the way, on what you are building your church, the revelation of Jesus Christ in your day. So we saw last time that Jesus Christ today, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. His nature never changed, amen? But his appearance, the way he reveals himself, it changes it according to the revelation of your day. He came as a baby that day, but when Paul saw him on the way to Damascus, it was not a baby anymore. It was a pillar of fire. And Paul called it, Lord, what? Who are you, my Lord? Amen? So, you just need to keep that in mind. And Jesus Christ today revealed himself through the fulfillment of the promises of this day. Jesus Christ said, I will send you Elijah the prophet. Malachi 4, 5 to 6. Before the coming of the day of the Lord, I will send Elijah the prophet. Remember my servant Moses, to whom I prescribed the law upon the mountain. I will send you Elijah the prophet. We are living in the day where those things that the Lord said in Malachi are about to be fulfilled. Amen. So just examine yourself with the word. We'll come back to it later. May the Lord bless you. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, take now the leadership as we commit the remainder of the service into your hands. In the name of the Lord Jesus, amen. God bless you.